This is Jerry Blumberg. Discipline. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace of mind and will make your heart glad. Proverbs 29, 15, and 17. I love being a grandmother because I'm able to enjoy all the fun things with my grandgirlies without having to deal with the hard stuff. And my world has lots of girlies, from teenagers to toddlers. I'm also a mentor mom at MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers. Discipline is a fact of life. While FaceTiming with the littles yesterday, Eleanor, the four-year-old, was happily playing with a set of plastic cones, stacking them up and chatting as we talked and watched. She is the firstborn and has a correct way to do most things. Enter Sabrina, the two-year-old and baby, who literally bounces from one thing to another. As she bounces past Eleanor, she grabs one of the cones, just because she can, and hightails it to the other side of the couch. Wailing and gnashing of teeth tumble from Eleanor in a flurry of words and tears. Sabrina appears impervious to it all. Enter Daddy. Now, Daddy is my son, so it's interesting to watch the discipline scenario. He is sitting on the couch between the girls. In an effort to hear Eleanor's frustration with her little sister, yet gently reprimand Sabrina for her unkindness, he disciplines them with the words in a way that affirms both. Mommy is quietly coaching in the background. Children are not born with self-control. That disappeared in the garden when sin entered the world. Parents are God's messengers in this sometimes unruly world of growing up. It's not easy, often messy, but so necessary. Proverbs frequently mentions fools and compares them to the prudent. We want to raise wise, well-behaved, prudent children. Keep it up. Proverbs 23:24 says, "The father of godly children has cause for joy." What a pleasure to have children who are wise. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.